Please take your Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 25. Page 1002 in your Scofield Bible. We'll read through the end of the chapter, starting with verse 25. And the 34th verse, that last verse, is the text verse. We'll read these verses responsively. And may we please stand for the reading of the Word of God. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore nor thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And let's pray. Thou art gracious, O God, to give us this time when we gather as a church family, when we gather with these our friends and these who gather with us as guests, how we pray that you'd speak to every heart, how we pray that you'd use our preacher to bring home a truth that will make a difference to someone today who just very vitally needs that truth, and help us all to gain from having been here in the place that you have appointed for our gathering. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to speak this morning on the subject, how to make your life even worse than it is. And I hope I can help you this morning. And I believe I can. So you read the little plaque. I sat alone one day and felt awful and thought about suicide. And a voice came out and said, cheer up, things could get worse. And so I cheered up and things did get worse. But I want to help you this morning, if I can, to make your life even worse than it is. I read for you again a scripture read a while ago. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. And this is my text line here. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Take no thought for the morrow will take thought or care of itself. Father, bless, I pray, these moments together as pastor and people for this Sunday morning. Give us, I pray, what we need so others may have what they need through us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to make 7 statements rather quickly. Then I'm going to make 4 more rather slowly. But I want to make 7 statements rather quickly, and the statements are built each upon the other, line upon line and precept upon precept. The first statement I want to make this morning is all of us have troubles. All of us have troubles. If you have not had yours, you will have yours. Trouble is a part of life. And by the way, it is a necessary part of life. Trouble is as much a necessary part of life as joy. In fact, joy comes oftentimes from troubles and the victories over them. I said the first thing, all of us have trouble. Number two, remember, they will come. If yours have not come yet, they're on the way. Your broken heart is being prepared for you even now. You either have a broken heart or you will have a broken heart. It may be that the sea of life is rather calm to you. It may be that your ship has never faced a storm, but your ship will come to rough waters. I said first, if we all of us have troubles. I said number two, remember, they will come. Number three, God will give you strength and grace when they come. God will give you strength and grace when they come. There hath no temptation or trial taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, and also will with the temptation make a way to escape. God will give you strength and grace when they come. Now, let me say this. The grace of God was not intended to save us from trouble. The grace of God was intended to save us from defeat. God never came and promised us He'd give us no troubles. He promised to give us victory in the trouble. So the grace of God was not sent to any of us to keep us from trouble, but to keep us from defeat. Let me use this illustration. How many of you have children that are, say, under three? Would you raise your hand? Under three. That's most everybody. And so now your child, how many of you have children that that are just either beginning to learn to walk or just are learning to walk now or just have? Raise your hand, would you please? All right. Now, I've got some things to say to you. Your child gets bruises. Now, aren't you cruel? You know your child's going to fall, and no child ever learns to walk without some falls and some bruises. But aren't you cruel? You could pad your walls if you would, and you could pad the floor with padding about that thick. You could put a mattress all over the floor and a mattress and paper your wall with a mattress. You could mattress your wall if you would. But you see, you are not interested in keeping that child from bruises. That's a part of life. That's a part of learning to walk. But tell you what you do. You do keep out the poison, and you do keep away the razor blades, and you keep away the knives. Why? Because you do not want your child defeated, but you accept the fact that if your child makes any progress in learning to walk, the child is going to stumble and fall and have a little bruise here and there, a little skin here and there, and a little cry here and there. Now, God is that way. God does not promise you no tears. God promises to be with you when you cry. God does not promise you no battles. God promises you that you will not be defeated. And so, that's number three. I said number one, all of us, don't leave me now, all of us have problems and trouble. I said number two, remember, trouble will come. I said number three, when trouble comes, God will give you strength. Now number four. Follow me carefully. I'm getting right down to the meat of the sermon. Follow me carefully. The day the trouble arrives is the day the strength arrives. The day the trouble arrives is the day the strength arrives. God does not give you strength awaiting the trouble. God gives you the strength the day the trouble comes. Number five. Now listen to this. However, God only gives you enough strength for one day. Only strength for one day. When the Israelites were on their journey to the Promised Land, manna came every morning from heaven. Little one-a-day-like vitamin pills that kept them well for 40 years. But they could not gather 2 days' supply. If they gathered 2 days' supply, it spoiled. The only day they could gather 2 days' supply was the day before the Sabbath, because it was unlawful for them to pick up the manna on the Sabbath day. God gave them on Monday enough for Monday. God didn't give them enough for Tuesday. And if they kept some, hear this, if they kept some over, suppose they wanted to have a big feast on Tuesday and take 2 one-a-day vitamin pills, God would cause the manna, Monday's manna, to spoil. You had to eat Monday's manna on Monday. You couldn't eat it, save it, eat it on Tuesday, it'd spoil.
He had to eat Tuesday's manna on Tuesday, and Wednesday's manna on Wednesday, and Thursday's manna on Thursday. Let me give you the five statements I've made so far, because I'm about to get right down to the nitty-gritty of the sermon so I can teach you how to be even more miserable than you are. Number one, if all of us have trouble. Number two, remember, trouble will come. Number three, God will, and I love this little thought, God will give you strength and grace when the trouble comes. Number four, the day the trouble comes is the exact day the strength comes. Number five, however, that day only enough arrives for that one day. Number six, it is delivered daily. Just as the manna was delivered daily, even so the strength was delivered daily. Let's see. Let me have some trying to find somebody here. Brother Boyd, I'll use you today. You're about the right size. Brother Boyd, I'm going to be God. You're going to be trouble, a man in trouble. I have a burden for you to bear. It's the load that you're supposed to carry for today. All right? Pick it up. Now, Brother Boyd, you have strength to carry that. You do. All right? Then he has the load. I gave him the load. He has the strength to carry the load. Now, as you stand there, can you stand there for just a few minutes? All right, good. I mean, you can't see it, but beads of perspiration is popping out on his brow. All right? I said number one. Can I go back through all of the six? Can you hold on for that long? I said number one. All of us have trouble, especially Brother Boyd. I said number two. Remember, the trouble will come. I said number three. God will give you strength and grace when the trouble comes. I said number four. The day the trouble comes is the day that the strength comes. I said number five, only enough strength comes for that one day. I said number six, it is delivered daily. Number seven, here is how you make it worse. You see, you make it worse. Now, Brother Boyd has this much load, and he has this much strength to bear that load. That's today's load. That's the day, and he has enough strength. Now, any more than that, he would have a hard time bearing. Because God gives strength sufficient for the burden and the problem. But here's what we do. We make life worse. Now, all of us have problems. Good night, we all have problems. We all have loads to bear. I don't know what your problem is, but I know you have one. You don't know what mine is, but you know I have one. We all have problems. But thank God, God gives us exactly the strength we need to bear our load today. But here's what we do. We make life and our problems even worse and our load worse by carrying more than one day's load. Look at me. Look at me. We make it worse by carrying more than one day's load. Now, what a boy. Over here is tomorrow's load. Back there is yesterday's load. Now, how much strength does Brother Boyd have? He has enough strength for today's load. I'll prove it to you in just a minute. He has enough strength for today's load. Now, is day after tomorrow's load? I won't tell you what kind of... He's left check in the hospital tomorrow. I can't tell you what it's going to be, but you can guess what he's going to have tomorrow. But, all right, now this is day before yesterday's load. This is yesterday's load. This is tomorrow's load. This is day after tomorrow's load. Now, he's carrying today's load. Do you have enough strength to carry today's load? Yes, he does. Now, I said again, God only gives strength to bear the load you carry today. And as long as you simply carry today's load, You'll have a trouble, but you'll have strength to bear it. But here's what you do. You know what I'm going to do. Here's what you do. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, How are we going to make it? How are we going to get through? How are we going to get through college? You don't have to get through college. All you got to do is get through a day. One guy came to me years ago, was going to another college. We didn't have a college then. And he said to me, Brother Howells, I just don't believe I can go to college. He said, I'm leaving to go to Tennessee Temple College. But he said, I don't have but $7,000 in the bank, and I don't know how I'm going to make it. A guy around here has $7,000 in the bank. He pays two or three or four people's way through college. But I'm saying, you don't need strength for tomorrow's load. But you see, here's what you do. How are we doing? Not too good. And by the way, that's why you're not doing too good. See? God, strength for today is mine all the way and all that I'll need for tomorrow. But the strength is for today. But you see, you reach out and take tomorrow's load and fret about tomorrow and worry about tomorrow, and that's why you're even more miserable. And that's why I'm trying to help you this morning. If you'll do that, you can make life even worse than it is. Now, he had a trouble already. How you doing? He had troubles already. But here's something else to do. Oh, I blew it yesterday. Oh, what an awful time. Oh, my soul, I can't get my mind off my mistakes. I can't get my mind off my sins of yesterday. And so, now you get the idea? The reason I chose Brother Boyd, because I knew he's the one that could carry the lightest load. I'd chosen Brother Colston, he couldn't even carry today's burdens. I knew when I carried these things over here by myself, all at one time. I don't like to show off. I don't. Pride comes before a fall. I don't like to show off. If I do it, I'll do it in secret because I don't want. I just don't want to show off. That's all. But you see, you just saw your problem. You see, you have troubles. And they will come. But God will give you strength for them when they come. And the strength arrives the same day the troubles arrive. But the strength is just for today, one day. I wanted to illustrate day after tomorrow and day before yesterday, but didn't have a real man on the platform. But you saw it. Now, look, your picture is Brother Boyd when he was like that. That's your picture. That's you. Listen, you ruined today because you're worried about tomorrow. You ruined today because you're worried about yesterday. God only gives you strength for today. He gives you strength for today's load and today's burden. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I do not know what's going to happen to me tomorrow. The fact that I don't know doesn't mean I ought to worry about it. It means I'll do all I can today because I know I have today. That's our problem. So, we pile tomorrow's load on top of today's. We have 2 days' load and 1 day's strength. God won't give you 2 days' strength. God gives you 1 day, and that's why you're falling beneath the load. I got more on me than I can bear. Well, you picked it up yourself, dummy. God gives you 1 day's load. But I just can't bear the burden I have to bear. Well, then put down tomorrow's burden and put down yesterday's burden and use the God-given strength He's given you today to bear the burden for today. Oh, that's good. My soul. Everybody has problems, but you don't need to carry tomorrow's problems today. Tomorrow, God will give you strength to carry tomorrow. Are you listening to me? Tomorrow, God will give you strength for tomorrow's burdens when tomorrow is today. So then we take... Are you listening to me this morning? I don't like all this talking. You listen to me. God has given you a burden to bear today. And thank God for it. I would not know His strength if I did not have the burden. I would not know His grace if I did not have the problem. And so I thank God this morning for the problem and for the burden for today. And tomorrow, I will pick up tomorrow's burden. And God will give me exactly the strength tomorrow I need for the burden tomorrow when it comes. But how do I know? Because yesterday, I remember He gave me exactly the strength I need yesterday. But you see, you're so concerned about the mistakes of yesterday and wondering what's going to happen tomorrow until you have 3 days' load and 1 day's strength, because God does not give 3 days' strength at one time. He gives 1 day's strength at one time. which means we pile tomorrow's load upon top of today's, and we have 2 days' load and 1 day's strength. Then we pile yesterday's load upon top of tomorrow's and today's, we have 3 days' load and 1 day's strength. That leaves us without any strength to carry anybody else's load. You cannot help anybody else bear a burden, because I'll guarantee you one thing, Doc, when you were carrying all three of those things a while ago, somebody walked up and said, but you you were scared to death I was going to put that one on top. See? But you couldn't carry anymore. And you cannot carry anybody else's burden if you're carrying tomorrow's burden now. And you cannot carry anybody else's burden if you're bearing yesterday's burden now. You just pick up the load for today and say, God, you take care of tomorrow. And God, you've forgiven yesterday. And God, I'll just lift today's load. And God gives you enough strength to bear today's load. It's just more than I can bear. Well, you can put half of it down. You picked it up. You don't need tomorrow's load. Now, there are four things I want to tell you quickly that causes you to pick up tomorrow's load. First is anxiety. What's anxiety? Anxiety is dread of what might come. It's dread of what we may lose that we now have. Most of us flee when no man pursueth. We run from something that isn't after us. And it usually produces what we feared. So we produce what we feared that would not have come had we not have had the anxiety. Now, none of us is perfect at this except me. None of us is perfect. I don't make 100. I believe I make a B+. But I don't make 100. I'm not saying that I never reach out and fret about and have anxiety about tomorrow. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying when I do, I'm taking up unnecessary burden upon me that I don't have to bear and that I don't have strength to bear. Because the strength comes from God. And it doesn't come from the psychiatrist, and it doesn't come from the psychologist, and it doesn't come from humanism. It comes from God. And God gives 1 day's strength at a time, and that strength is for today's problem. Now, don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Here's what you're going to do. You're not worth a dime today because you're anxious about tomorrow. My Bible says, be anxious for nothing. In the Greek, that means nothing. In Hebrew, it means nothing. In Spanish, it means nothing. German, it means nothing. Be anxious for nothing. What does it mean? It means do not dread what might come. You simply give God, ask God to give you the strength to bear what has. Over the house. What if? That's your problem. You picked up tomorrow's load. Over the house, I'm afraid that tomorrow... Hold it. Don't touch that. You don't have strength for that. You haven't got strength for it. Second thing. Second thing that causes us to reach out and pick up tomorrow's load, giving us more load than strength, is fear. Now, anxiety is dread of what might come. Fear is dread of what is coming. Anxiety says, oh, my soul, I'm afraid this may happen tomorrow. But the trouble is, when you do that, you pick up tomorrow's load and you don't do today's work. But then there's fear. Now, anxiety is dread of what might come, and usually it doesn't, but fear is dread of what is coming. Old age is coming. It has come. Old age is coming. I've never feared old age. I fear old people, but not old age. I've never feared old age. Never have. I'd rather be 61 years of age today than any other age in the world. Doesn't bother me to think about getting 71. Let me think about that a minute. I'll announce it tonight. I like to think about it this afternoon. No. But I'm saying old age is coming. Now, there's nothing you can do about it. It's on the way. And you cannot change it. Now, anxiety, see, anxiety is the fear you have for a disease you don't know you have. Anxiety is the dread of a burden you have, you think you may have that you don't know you'll have, that you don't have now. But fear is real. It is dread of that which is going to come. I'm talking about old age. I'm talking about death. It's going to come. I'm talking about depression. It's going to come. Now listen to me. If tomorrow is going to be that bad, why ruin today too? Why reach out and pick up tomorrow's load? Look, I'll never forget that day that I talked to, what was the fellow's name? He taught at our high school. I've lost his name all of a sudden. I ought to know it. His little daughter got leukemia. Got about that high. Wilson. What's his first name? Daryl Wilson. Precious little girl. Just a little tight. She got leukemia. I'll never forget the day I talked to Brother Miss Wilson in my office. And I, bless God, the child is still living and healthy. And looks like that God has healed the child from leukemia. I mean, this has probably been 10 years ago or so. But anyway, the Wilsons came in, and I was trying to comfort them, and really, they were comforting me. But I was trying to comfort them. And I said, do you worry about tomorrow? And one of them said, I think maybe both, but one of them said, Pastor, no, we have her today. We have her today. I do not know if I'll have life tomorrow, but I have life today. Why not live it today while I know I have it? I do not know how long I can serve. But if I fear that the day is coming when I can't serve and pick up tomorrow's load today by fear, I'll not have strength to carry my load today. And I'll dead sure not have strength to carry your load today. So what God is saying, He's saying, today's strength is sufficient for today. He said, whatever the evil that comes today, or the load, or the burden of the heartache, or the battle, God says, His sufficiency is for today. And He says, take no thought of tomorrow. Why your life more miserable than it is. Problems always hurt. Burdens are always heavy. You got a little tired carrying that one. Just the one. Sure, it was heavy, but he had strength. You didn't see him bending when he carried the one. By the way, these things are full of foam rubber. But you didn't see him bend beneath the one. And I'll tell you another thing, too. If somebody walked up and said, I've got a burden, would you help me bear it? He could have taken somebody else's burden and helped them when he had the one. But when he reached out and got tomorrow's burden and stacked it on top of today's, and reached back and got yesterday's and stacked it on top of today's and tomorrow's, he could bear nobody else's burden. He could help nobody. Listen, he couldn't have fed the hungry. He couldn't have clothed the cold. He couldn't have gone soul winning. He didn't have enough breath to go soul winning. He couldn't do what he's supposed to do today, and today is wasted. Why? Because he's carrying tomorrow's load and yesterday's load. Put it down. Put down tomorrow's load. Quit worrying about tomorrow. Quit being anxious about tomorrow. Quit fretting about tomorrow. Quit fearing tomorrow. You just say, son, hey, fellas in the balcony, hey, get those fellows and set them down. This is not a guided tour. It's a preaching service. Now, you listen to me. You are not the only person in this building that's got problems. And by the way, your problems are no greater compared to the strength available to you than anybody else's. Because who has the biggest burden today, God gives the most strength today. But you are making yourself have bigger burdens than others because you're reaching out to tomorrow and stacking tomorrow's burden on today's, reaching back to yesterday, stacking yesterday's burden on today's and tomorrow's, and you're bearing a load you can't bear because you don't have strength to bear it, and the reason is you don't need to bear it. Bear today's load and today's burden. There's a third thing that causes you to carry more burden and make the day even worse than it is. First is anxiety, that fear of what may happen tomorrow or might come. Second is dread of what is coming, that's fear. Third, remorse. Remorse. Reaching back to yesterday's mistakes and carrying them. Now, yesterday's gone. There's nothing you can do about yesterday. You can't undo anything that was done or untie anything that was tied. Yesterday is over. You cannot live yesterday again, but you can live today. So what you've done is this. This place is full of people like this. Your memories of what you did yesterday are still stacking up the load on top of today's load. Your mistakes and your sins, and you're carrying a load that you don't have to carry, and you're carrying a load you don't have strength to carry, because even God doesn't give you strength to carry yesterday's load. Number four, listen carefully. You're carrying a load you don't need to carry and making life even worse than it is because of anxiety, that's dread of what might come, because of fear, that's dread of what will come, because of remorse, that's yesterday's burden. Number four, now think this carefully. Thinking about the trouble rather than the strength. Brother O'Clair, I'll use you. Pick up that one up there. This one's been busted here. I'll use you because, and I won't have you carry just the one. That's all I want you to carry. Now, let me ask you a question. That's 25 pounds, I think. 25 pounds. That'd be pretty heavy to carry all day. But let me ask you this question. Do you think you could carry that 25 pounds all day if you had to? Sure, I'm carrying it. All you got to do is just put it right inside your shirt where mine is. I'll guarantee you it's possible. All right, now. He has one or two choices. He can all day long tell everybody how heavy that load is and disgust everybody around him. All day long he can tell everybody how tired he is and make everybody wish they could leave. Or he can say, I have a heavy load, but praise God I'm well enough to carry it. Now you have one choice of two. You can either think about the load you have to carry or the strength. He is carrying the load. And by the way, if I brought little David Depper up here this morning and asked him to carry that, he couldn't carry it. So you can look at him and you can shout and say, bless God, I'm strong enough to carry it. There are many people in this room this morning could not carry this heavy a load. And the fact that I'm able myself, I could. The fact that I just did something that millions of people in this world would give every dollar they possess to do. But here's what you're doing. You're griping about the load. I'm tired. Well, bless God, you got enough strength to get up. What you're doing, I just fell out. What you're doing is you're thinking too much about the trouble rather than praising God for the strength. And you're talking too much about the trouble rather than praising God for the strength. Oh, the children were just horrible today. Well, why don't you shout because you had strength to make it? Oh, it worked today. Oh, my soul, I'm so tired. I've been to work. But everybody goes to work, comes home tired. Won't you praise God because you had strength to make another day? I do not know how many more sermons I have to preach, but bless God, I got this one. But I can't help you. I can't help you this morning if I'm thinking about what's going to happen next Sunday. I can't help you this morning if I'm worried about what's going to happen. I must work today. I must do the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
So I say this morning, in case you want to be even worse than you are, in case you want to make your life even worse than it is, I'll tell you how you can do it. You just take today's burden with today's strength. And you reach out and get tomorrow's burden and stack it on top of today's. And then reach back and get yesterday's burden and stack it on top of tomorrow's. And you can make life many times worse than it already is. Or you can take the problems you face today and only carry today's problems, taking no thought about tomorrow, having no remorse about yesterday, not rejoicing because of yesterday's mistakes, but having no remorse because you want to do today. See, if you have remorse about yesterday, then tomorrow you'll have remorse about today. Because you won't do anything today for having remorse about yesterday. And if you do, see, today is the tomorrow that you look forward to yesterday. And if you do not do what you're supposed to do today, but wait till tomorrow to do it, you'll have, when you get to tomorrow, there'll be another tomorrow, and you'll live worrying about the next tomorrow, but bless God, I have today! So I'll take up my load for today, and I'll bear it. It may be a heavy load, but it won't be any heavier to me than your light load is to you, because if you have a light load, God will give you light strength. You have a heavy load, God will give you heavy strength. You say, I couldn't go through what she's going through. Oh, yes, you could. Because if you were going through what she's going through, you would have the grace that she has. But since you do not have that much grace because your load is not that big, you don't need that much strength today. And you wonder how you could take it. But bless God, when tomorrow comes, you won't have to take tomorrow on today's strength. You can have tomorrow on tomorrow's strength. Don't wreck your life. Don't ruin today. Today is all you have. And if tomorrow, if there's a cloud coming up in your life and you know it's going to strike, wait till tomorrow. Don't ruin today. You've got a God to serve, a life to live, and others who need you. Take no thought of tomorrow. Just thank God that He gives you strength for today. Sing it. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Listen, strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is Why don't you right this minute just take that load of yesterday and put it back there. Why don't you right now where you are take that load, pick up today's load, and I'll guarantee you God will give you strength for whatever load He allows you to have today. Father,